Police Reporter brings you another true story. This is an example of a true murder mystery, how it started from almost nothing and grew to tremendous proportions.
July 6, 1922 in New York City. The scene is the Morrisania Police Station. The unwilling actors, Abram Becker, a Mrs. Linda, and a city detective.
But, Mr. Policeman, all I want is that she should give me the blue sweater while I loan his wife.
But I ain't got the sweater. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's all this stuff about a sweater?
Last April, him and his wife was visiting by my house. When they started home, it was cold. So I'm lending Mrs. Becker my blue sweater, which I'm paying $2.69. Now, I want the sweater back, and he won't give it to me.
Hey, why don't you give her back the sweater and settle the argument?
I ain't got the sweater. My wife's got it.
Well, where's your wife?
I don't know. She run away.
Run away, boy. Don't make me laughing. She's visiting me one night and borrows my sweater, and the next day she runs away. Oh, don't talk foolishness.
Well, then, if you're so smart, where is she?
I don't know, but I don't believe she run away. Why should she run away with my sweater and leave her own clothes behind?
Hey, you two keep quiet for a minute and let me get at the bottom of this. When did your wife run away, Becker?
On the day after we was visiting by Mrs. Linda.
You haven't heard from her since?
Yes, two times. One's by a letter and one's by a telegram.
You got him with you?
He's always got them with him. And anybody asks if there is Jenny, he shows the letter and the telegram.
Well, let's see him.
Here.
Can I read him?
Go ahead, sure.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dear Abe, I've gone away. No use trying to get along with you. It's impossible. Do not try to find me. You can't. Jenny. Telegrams from Philly, too. Both sent about the same time. Hey, why didn't you report this to the police when it happened 3 months ago?
He was afraid you might find out the truth.
What are all these digs that you keep throwing into Becker, Mrs. Linder? What's the idea?
The neighbors keep hinting that I killed my wife.
What do you say to that, Mrs. Linder?
Well, because Jenny never wrote that letter from Philadelphia.
How do you know?
You think I don't know Jenny's writing? Besides, why should she run off without her clothes?
Did she?
Yes, well, maybe she went off with somebody who was going to buy a new one.
Are you trying to make out that Jenny would run off with another man?
Why not? Why else should she run away?
Oh, don't talk such foolishness, Becker. Jenny was a big, fat woman, over 250 pounds. Who'd want to run away with her? Anyway, Jenny wasn't the kind of a woman who would leave her two children.
Well, seems to me, Becker, the best thing you can do is let the police handle this.
Oh, what's the use? You'll never find her.
We find plenty of people who run away. Maybe we can locate your wife.
She don't want to come back. Why should I try to make her?
Keep the neighbors from saying things. Might save you a lot of trouble.
How can I get in trouble?
Well, if any of your wife's relatives demanded we investigate, might look bad for you.
I'd be more than satisfied than anybody if the whole thing was cleared up.
Well, why not turn it over to us then?
Well, if you want to take a try at it, it's all right by me. What do I do?
Leave a description of your wife with a missing persons clerk in the next room.
Say, Mr. Policeman, what about my blue sweater?
Becker will either return it to you or buy you a new one.
Why should I buy her a new sweater?
Oh, run along, Becker, and file that description. I want to talk to Mrs. Linder.
Okay, but don't make her no promises for me.
Now, Mrs. Linder, tell me just why you stirred up this rumpus with Becker.
I want you should find out about Jenny. She wouldn't run away. Why, we was good friends. And if she was going to run away, she would have told me.
What do you think happened to her?
That's what I want you should find out. Personally, I think he done away with her.
You think he killed his wife?
Maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he paid some gangster to do it for him.
Do you know any of his friends?
Well, why don't you talk to that Harry Monstein? Maybe he knows something.
And you're sure that Jenny Becker didn't write that letter from Philadelphia?
Sure, I'm sure. Abe wrote that himself. I know his writing, and I know her writing. And that's his writing.
Now, you may be getting me in a jam, Mrs. Linder, but I've got a hunch that this whole thing needs a lot of investigating.
The more he questioned the neighbors, the more convinced the detective became that this case did need investigating. So he had Becker brought back for another quizzing, after which he locked him in a cell. He then had Harry Monstein picked up.
You know Abe Becker and his wife, Monstein?
Sure.
How well did they get along?
Well, Abe was always going out with other women. And when Jenny found out about it, she got mad.
And it wasn't Jenny who was doing the running around.
Don't be funny. She wasn't that kind of a woman.
When did you first find out that Mrs. Becker was gone?
The morning after she disappeared. Abe came up to me and said, congratulate me. I just got rid of my wife.
Well, what do you think he meant by that?
I didn't know, so I asked him. And he told me she ran away.
Well, do you think she ran away?
Oh, maybe.
What do you mean by that? You got any reason to believe that she didn't run away?
Oh, Abe's a friend of mine. Why should I spill my suspicions to you?
Because withholding information from the police is a criminal offense.
But I ain't got no information. All I got is ideas.
Well, what put these ideas into your head?
Oh, a couple of things. Me and him drive dirt trucks, and we used to always dump in the same place. But since his wife disappeared, he won't tell me where he's dumping.
Nothing so suspicious about that.
Oh, maybe not to you, but to me it is. Then there's something else I could never figure out. About 4 days after Jenny left, Abe and me went to Philadelphia. And while we was there, he sent a letter and telegram to himself as coming from Jenny.
Why didn't you come tell us this before?
How could I do that? Abe's a friend of mine.
But for all of that, you didn't believe Abe when he told you his wife had run off with another man.
No.
I got a good mind of throwing the can, Monstein.
What for?
For not bringing us this information sooner.
Oh, don't do that. I'll help you all I can if you don't put me in jail.
How can you help us out now?
Put me in a cell with Abe. Maybe he'll tell me things he wouldn't tell you.
How do I know that you'll tell me just what he said?
You guys got ways of listening in, ain't you?
That's a good idea at that. If you don't double-cross us.
I won't. Honest, I won't.
All right, then. But remember, I'm going to be listening in from the next cell. And if you double-cross me, I'll put you in jail and throw the key away.
Hello, Abe.
So, what they got you in for?
I come here because I got to talk to you.
What about?
I hear the cops are looking for Jenny's body.
They're crazy.
Abe, you're in worse trouble than you know. The cops think you killed your wife.
Yeah? Well, they got to prove that.
They think you got her buried somewhere, and they're going to start digging.
Where?
I don't know. They wouldn't say.
What's that to me?
You're in for plenty trouble, Abe. Why don't you tell me the truth? Maybe I can help you.
How can you say such a thing, Harry?
Listen, Abe. I'm your friend, and you can tell me the truth.
I am telling you the truth.
Oh, don't be a fool, Abe. The cops got a good idea where you buried the body.
I tell you, Jenny ran away from me and the children. If she's dead, she deserved it. And I don't care what happened to her.
If that's the way you feel about it, it's all right with me. I only wanted to help you. The police are getting ready to dig her up. I only thought I could beat them to it and bury her someplace where they wouldn't find her. But if you don't want to tell me, it's okay. So long.
Don't go, Harry.
Well, what is it?
Don't worry about Jenny. She's 7 feet deep and all covered with lime. She'll be all burnt up.
You'll be in awful trouble if they do find her. The cops rounded up everybody and found out a lot of things. Where is she, Abe?
Come over closer.
Uh-huh.
If the cops get too hot, you can move her someplace else.
Just tell me where she is.
You're sure nobody can hear?
Sure.
She's buried in the dumping lot, back of Ruby Norkin's shop.
Okay, Abe. In the dumping lot, back of Ruby Norkin's shop.
Next afternoon, Abe Becker was taken to the dumping lot back of Ruby Norkin's shop.
Listen, Abe, you're in a jam, a serious jam. Buried somewhere in this lot is the body of your wife. If you'll tell me where, it might save a lot of trouble. I might be able to make it easier for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you were me, where would you dig?
If I was you, I'd save myself a lot of trouble and wouldn't dig at all.
Now, get this straight, Abe. We know you drove a truck and that you dumped all your junk on this lot. This is where you came to get rid of your wife's body. We know that. We know it's here. We'll dig from now on till we find it. But remember this. We will find it. And when we do, don't expect any mercy from us.
You mean if I tell you, you might make it easier for me?
That's the idea, Abe.
I'll show you then. It's over in there.
Now you're getting sensible. Okay, men, start digging over here. You might just as well spill the whole story now, Abe.
Oh, what's the use? You'll hear it sometime. Just as good you should hear it now. Well, me and Jenny wasn't getting along. I couldn't see my way to get a divorce, so I made up my mind to get rid of her.
When did you do that?
On the night me and Jenny went to visit Mrs. Linda.
And that's why you couldn't give back the blue sweater. She was wearing it when you killed her?
Yeah, what rotten luck that was.
How'd you do it?
When I was driving home from the Lindas, I came around this way and made out something was wrong with the car and stopped. So I got out and lifted the hood and started monkeying with the carburetor.
You didn't kill her in the car, did you?
No, I kept monkeying and monkeying, and finally she got out of the car to take a look. This was just the chance I was waiting for. So I reached back and picked up a hunk of scrap iron and hit her on the head with it. She groaned and started to fall. Then I hit her three more times. After that, she just laid there, quiet.
And then you dug a hole and buried her. Where'd she fall?
Right over there.
Quite a distance to drag a 250-pound woman.
I found that out.
How'd you get her over?
I just pulled and pulled till I got her there.
Then you pushed her in the hole and filled it up?
No, I sat down and rested a minute. It was awful quiet. And then I heard it.
Heard what?
Her. She was still breathing. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have the nerve to hit her again, so I pushed her in.
You buried her alive?
Oh, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to hit her no more, and I didn't have time to wait for her to die.
And she was still breathing when you buried her?
I don't know. I hope not. But your bringing me here made it all come back to me, and I had to tell somebody.
Hey, a bus! There's a couple of pussies sticking out here.
Well, dig careful.
I don't dig no more. I'm going home. Goodbye.
And so the bizarre case of Jenny Becker was solved, and her husband paid the supreme price for his folly. Abram Becker was electrocuted at Sing Sing on December 13, 1923.
You have just heard another true story brought to you by The Police Reporter. This is a Radio Release production.